for millions of Americans when I say this. You make shoes that I buy. I don't care what your political concerns are, unless you're pursuing good business opportunities and good law to protect business. If you make my breakfast cereal, I don't care what your stance is on cultural issues of the day. It's not your place. This is the attitude of most Americans when it comes to companies weighing in on cultural issues, whether it's transgenderism, the open border, whatever it may be. Make the shoes, make the cereal, and then just shut up. That's the attitude of me and millions more. Mark Meckler joining me, the president of the Convention of States. Mark, good to have you here.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. I mean, recent polling shows that I'm certainly not alone in saying, listen, you make this product, you have this service, I don't care what your politics are. In fact, to be quite honest, I'm much more likely to turn up my nose and go somewhere else if you kind of try to rub my face in your politics, because I don't care what your politics are when I'm trying to buy a sandwich or get shoes on my feet or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, I think it's even more extreme. It's not only do people not care, it's that they don't want to know. They don't want companies involved in politics. And the numbers are actually extraordinary. I've not seen numbers like this in any poll we've done on any subject, because across the board, people don't want it. And overall, 87.1% are either very likely or somewhat likely to stop using a product or service with a company that openly advocates for any kind of political agenda they disagree with. And it's really extraordinary. This has changed a lot in the last year. Republicans have entered this fray. We used to pretty much ignore whatever companies did politically, but now we're going to stop buying just as much as Democrats. It's a very dangerous territory for American companies.
Well, it certainly is, because let's be clear about this. We've been discussing for a while, Mark, how half of America's here and half America's there. Well, you better look up and check the scoreboard again, because it's not half anymore. The Democrats have effectively forfeited blue-collar workers, union workers, Hispanic voters, and a whole host of others. It's not 50-50 anymore. So if you go out and kick dirt in the face of people and say, well, you need to believe this and I believe that, you're going to look at a lot more than half of your potential customers walking away, maybe 55%, maybe 60% of this radical socialist agenda continues. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's across all demographics. Interestingly, you know, one of the things I love to look at is how does it break down among ages, and as you talked about, among various racial groups. And among the ages, I expected to see that the youngest group was the most active in boycotting companies and products they didn't like. The truth is, it was the oldest. It's 65 plus, and that number is almost 90%, 89.6% are going to boycott, whether it's Republican or Democrat. And I think those are, again, extraordinary numbers. Among young people, the number's pretty close. It's 89%. So there, it's across the board. It doesn't matter the age category. In the category of ethnic demographics, was super interesting. I've never seen a number like this. Among Asians, the number is 100%. Literally, every single Asian that was polled is either very likely or somewhat likely to not do business with a company that isn't doing or that is expressing a political opinion. Among Hispanics, it's very similar. These are all high numbers, Hispanic, white, black, Asian. Companies are in big trouble unless they get out of politics.
Right, and they need to get out of politics. Stop marching to the beat of the World Economic Forum and start marching to the beat of Americans. I mean, that's really it anymore. These mega influencers, these people trying to put their thumb on the scale, whether it's Zuckerberg or Soros or Steyer or whoever it may be, we don't care. We're not interested. And the things that we want to hear is a free flow of ideas. We don't want to be stifled. We don't want to be silenced. We want to be heard. But we want to be heard as individuals. We don't want to hear from the corporations because we want to be involved with America. Mark Meckler, President, Convention of States. Do you think the companies are hearing it? Because I've noticed that, you know, a lot of companies, after Disney got burned, didn't say as much after the leak of the Roe v. Wade opinion. A lot less companies spoke up than I thought would, and maybe there's a Disney effect here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think there is a Disney effect. We're starting to see companies be quiet. I mean, abortion was a non-winner for every company. if they engaged. I'm surprised that we didn't see very much engagement. We also saw in the last week a really important memo that came out from Netflix to their employees, essentially telling their woke employees that if you can't deal with the fact that we're going to have a variety of programming, some of which you'll find offensive or hurtful or quote-unquote harmful, then you probably need to find another place to work. This is a pretty radical turn of events at Netflix, which is, by all accounts, a very woke company.
Yeah, by all accounts. But, you know, they have some programming that wouldn't fit into that category. And so I guess we're making an impact. Mark, we're making a difference. And I've said that for a long time. If you want to make an impact, get off the couch. You're not going to save America with your ass planted on the couch, are you?
No, you're not. And if you want to make an impact, one, do what all these folks say they're doing is don't buy products from woke companies. More importantly, let these woke companies know that you're not going to buy products from woke companies. I mean, this is really important. You got to let them know. It's not enough to just impact the bottom line. You got to cause trouble for them. Tell your friends to do the same. In other words, be engaged. Don't buy. Use your consumer power. Conservatives have more consumer power than woke liberals. So if you use it, it's effective. And then get involved in politics. And, you know, in my case, I run Convention of States. People can get involved there at conventionofstates.com. But you got to be involved.
You got to be involved. You got that right. Mark Meckler, always appreciate you being here, sir. Got to leave it there. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. By the way, if you're looking to have better money management today, look no further than Craig Stiles from Ameriprise. He has the Desideri approach. It'll be a custom fit to figure out how you want your investments handled, fiduciaries, endowments, foundations, family offices, whatever it may be. Craig Stiles, anywhere in America with Ameriprise, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles there for you. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. Don't go anywhere.